was bound to happen because there's no team that can play all games without loss.
Even if they were to play for the next 5 days, they were not going
to
score.
I expected them to lift the trophy.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Well, they say in the cup, you just never know. And after Mamelodi Sundowns defeated Orlando Pirates 4-1 in last week's delayed Nedbank Cup quarterfinal, they immediately became favorites to win it all. But in their semi-final tie against TTM, who are currently in a relegation battle in the DSTV Premiership, the magic of the cup was not in Down's favor, with TTM snatching a 6-5 victory on penalties after the sides went goalless in regulation. After the match, we asked you all how shocked you were by the results. Elsewhere, SAPA president Danny Jordan says the new Bafana coach will be announced in the coming weeks, with the likes of Benny McCarthy and Peter Musumane being linked with the job. We thought we'd ask the supporters club who their pick would be in an ideal world. As usual, you all sent your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. TTM narrowly beat Mamelodi Sundowns 6-5 on penalties in the Nedbank Cup semi-final, setting up a final against Chipper United for the chance to win 7 million rand and earn themselves a spot in the CAF Confederations Cup next season. You'd be forgiven for thinking Downs would have cruised through to the final, but as my car wash host, Mr. Sean Roberts, would say, you never know in the cup. After the match, we asked you all for your voice note reactions, and here's what you had to say.
Let me start by congratulating TTM for reaching the Nedbank final. I did expect something like that, because if you can check the way Sundowns played yesterday, they did play well. They missed lots of opportunities that they should have scored. And when the game progressed, then I realized that it's not Sundowns Day. Even if they were to play for the next 5 days, they were not going to score yesterday. You see? So that was the problem. The luck was not on their side. So Warner, they did play well. And TTM also played well. They defended well as a team. They attacked as a team. All the basics were right. So there is nothing wrong that you can blame that this team did not do its homework, or this team did what?
He lost your Sundowns. He actually didn't be so toast. Because the time Sundowns in Lalane, Orlando Pirates on Thursday, I said, you win up. This is a huge home, I have said, because it's standard second at this day. Since Sundowns in Paris, there's too high. So each home has been going to, if the team is going up, it's a huge home. Hey, I was so surprised. He couldn't match it until the extra time. Each home is going to have two consecutive goals, and goalkeeper played very, very well, keep them alive for the whole 130. Minutes or 140 minutes, I can say. So badalile, no, it's no 140, 130 minutes, yes. So badalile cool. I don't want to lie. Badalile cool, chakum, and it was surprising. Good, he truly Sundowns. It was surprising. And by planning a kick game, Babayas go to the Sundowns, so I take a song, but I'm a good back in a bang, I intimidate to our good Sundowns before he parts go forward.
For me, I don't get in surprise. First of all, kumele sikhumbule ukuthi iTTM ilaphaya ikhuphe amanye amaqela amakhulu, ikhuphe or the lack of abo super sport. So yes, omnye umntu uzoyijaja ngokwe-league, but iNedbank siyazi ngokwimbali izinto ziyajika. Sibabonile uTS Gallux beyithatha. I believe wonke umuntu besithi iSundowns iya kwi-final, but ke uThobetshane wathi what football can kill you. I think zezinye zezinto awayezibona ezizinje. Don't just book by its cover. Sisuke sayi-reserator of i-most hated i-TTM, but ke isikhombisile ukuba ayifikanga kula ndawo ikuyo nje ibikhompyutha. It's going to be tough final between Chipper and GTM, because both of them bayaqala ukuya kwi-final and both of them bazofuna ukuziprova. So yeah, congratulations to GTM. Sorry for iMamelodi Sundowns. And ukuluza kwe-Sundowns, for me, izofuneda loo nto leyo ukuthi ifocuse kwi-league. Now KF and KF represent isizwe.
I didn't see Sundowns itwa mo semi-finally. I expected them to lift the trophy after beating Pirates 4-1. I was so surprised.
It was bound to happen because there's no team that can play all games without loss. And if you can say correctly, in the first round of the league, they did play the draw, which it means that this team is giving Sundowns a tough time.
I think into Sego Sundowns, man, just a way for tickets about Katel, man. And don't be surprised if I lose the next game or by draw. The overall game, Tuesday, Saturday, one.
As we all know, our national team is in need of a coach. And according to SAFA President Danny Jordan, an announcement should be coming very soon. But who could it be? Only time will tell. But we can always ask the supporters, who should it be? And here's what they had to say.
Bafana Bafana job needs someone who is mentally strong. I don't think Benny McCarthy is ready to coach Bafana Bafana. He might be doing well in the team level, but he's not ready for Bafana Bafana job. Team level, you need to remember that you're playing against our Chiefs, you know, then that's when we can move forward. But for now, there is no way national team can move forward with our own South African coach. There is no way. Because our South African coach, they still have that favoritism towards players.
Hey, those two French guys, Loase Belgium, Nalo Heather Renat, I think they're barra for the job for Bafana Bafana. Boy too, if it's Katola one, keep go right, if it's Katola Munyo go right. Because I know them, I know their experience. Hugo Bros, she was coaching Cameroon, I think, Boma 2010, 2012, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I'm funny shy span, yeah, I was Mr. Yeah, Heather Renat, nah, good, yeah, was Mr. Benz. Yeah, yes, yes, I. So boy two from now, boy two, but right. If we can get one of them, still say right.
For me, I think Benny McCarthy is the right one because I believe Kubafana Bafana now we need a person who has your culture, Kubafana Bafana, who has your culture, South African football. So Benny Unakol, Konge Oko, Ulalile is a player Kubafana. And we are as styles of football, Salapa Imzans. And without Oko, Siembona, quick club level, Okobogra, Mazulu, Figa Amazulu, Ingen Zelakle, but now Amazulu, Akwi, top four. I think Opin Mille, Abeni assistance, Ingo David, Motuan. The reason why in this issue, we need also Umtu, Oza Builder, a future, Yibafana Bafana. So, David Motwane nguye obaziyo abafana bancane usebenza nabo kakhulu and siyambona naye kwi-U23 uqhuba kahle kakhulu. So for me, Benny and David Motwane ngabona ba right.
On the Bafana Bafana job, I think we should stick to local coaches. The best candidate for the job, Benny McCarthy or Peter Msimane.
I think for Bafana job, Benny McCarthy or Peter Msimane, one of the two can be good acquisition for Bafana.
I think Omelwani is a local coach. I think they can talk to Gavin Hunt or Benny McCarthy, one of the two. At least they will terminate my contract at least they will pay the contract. At least they will Benny McCarthy. Go and talk to Bafana Bafana job.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segale. Brought to you by Soccer Laguna.